New Radio Sports Network. I'm Tim Coles, and we are joined by yet another state champion in this 2020-2021 school year. But the first time in Door County, we get to talk to a state champion, Abby Fitzgerald, taking not just second place in the long jump, but setting a state record en route to winning the triple jump at the Division III Track and Field State Championships held in La Crosse. And first of all, Abby, congratulations. How does it feel to have a state champion medal?
It feels really good. I definitely have always wanted to win. I didn't even make finals my sophomore year. So just to go from like not even making finals to winning is really crazy. So,
and let's show off the medals. Hold them up for everybody. Very nice. There's the gold. There's the silver. And I guess take us a little bit leading into that triple jump competition. You had already taken second place in the long jump. You faced Jessica Bregman from Royal there as well, where she was able to take the title. And tell us a little bit about what your feelings were going into that triple jump competition, knowing that probably the hardest part of it, it's not just the ability to leap, but the ability to have the timing. You had a couple of scratches. Was that in the back of your mind leading into the triple jump, which is a little bit more complicated?
I was pretty calm going into the triple jump. I honestly get more nervous for long jump, even though it's like less complicated. But I was really like, since triple jump was second, I was already like pretty tired, and like I had already been like jumping for like 2 hours. So I was pretty like used to the whole like, I don't know, setup of everything. So I didn't really have any expectations. Obviously, I just wanted to like do my best, but the outcome was really not what I expected.
And how hard is that to get the timing done for triple jump? Because there's, you know, it's as the name says, triple jumps. And it's that final one where you finally take off the platform. How long did it take you to get used to that rhythm that it takes to be not just a triple jumper, but a state champion triple jumper?
Honestly, I still don't really have it down that well. I definitely could use some work, but it wasn't too hard to learn. It's really like daunting, and I never thought I'd be able to triple jump just because it looks really confusing. But honestly, like once you do it a few times, it's pretty simple, I think.
When did you know that this season was going to be special for you?
The first few meets I was doing like pretty good, and then I had like some rough meets in between, and I was just hoping I would be able to like come back. But even my marks at like regionals and sectionals like weren't even close to what I did at the state meet, so honestly it was really all a surprise. But I knew I would be able to do pretty good, but not this well.
What was, when you were going through those rough patches that you mentioned, what were maybe some of the pieces of advice you received from your parents and your coaches and maybe even other athletes?
My dad always just would tell me like not to let it get to my head, just because I would like one meet I scratched all my long jumps. Like I stepped over the board and didn't even get a mark. And that like made me nervous because like I didn't want to I didn't want that to happen at like a regional or sectional or state meet. But honestly, you can't just like, you just have to like look past it. And I think that was the best advice.
And that advice obviously came really important as you enter that triple jump competition. You had a couple of scratches leading into it. You had the lead that was taken away by Jessica Bregman, but then your very next jump, you had that state record leap, 39 feet, 4 1/4 inches. And tell us what your emotions were, you know, depending, I guess, where the mark is, you look left, you look right, when you saw that it was 39 feet, which is, you know, almost over a foot further than you've ever done before.
Yeah. Well, you can't really like see the screen that says like the marks, like where like all the athletes are standing, but like the crowd can. So they kind of started cheering before. So I kind of just assumed that like maybe I was like in first then, but then I had to like run over and I saw it, and it was pretty exciting. So.
And How did that leap maybe feel a little bit different, or just seemed a little different going into it? Like, did you realize what you had done as you were kind of taking off?
Yeah, I definitely, you can definitely tell if it was like good or like not so good, just based off of like how far in the sand you made it. But also it's really hard to tell like exact feet. So I just knew it would be a good mark, but I didn't really know the number at all.
How nervous were you the rest of the way? Because obviously that was jump 4 or 5. So you still had another jump. You had 15 other competitors that had, if not 1 or 2 more jumps, 3 or 4 more jumps. How nervous were you knowing that, you know what, this is a state record right now, but just as easily as I set a state record, somebody else could come away and do the same thing?
Yeah. I think there was only a few more girls that still had to go, but Jessica was one of them, and she was probably, if anyone, the one who would be able to beat it. And she was like running a race, so I either had the option to, like, if you're in the lead, you can either do your last jump whenever, or you have the option of like being the last person to jump. And I kind of just wanted to be done and go sit like by my friends and family and just see how it played out. So I just did my last jump, which was a scratch like I normally do. I have a lot of scratches. And then I kind of just went and sat by my friends and family and just like waited to see what happened. So
did that get you even more nervous knowing that there would be no response and that that the door was still open? You couldn't necessarily try to one up that mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the weird thing about like the field events and jumps is you can like, it's hard because like you want to get really excited, but also like, it's not like other races where it's like clear cut, like you cross the line first because you just have to like wait for everyone to go. So
and
it's like nerve wracking.
And so we'll fast forward from that point. Everybody jumps. You realize that you're a state champion. You have a state record. What was the scene like with your coaches and your friends and family that were able to make the trip to La Crosse?
I think everyone was really excited, especially because long jump had just happened and it was like so close and almost like the same outcome. And it was like crazy that what I had just missed in long jump was like what happened in triple jump, like the state record and the state title, because it was so close in the long jump. But
yeah, just 8 inches away in the long jump, it looks like less than 8 inches.
That's a good amount, but I have the record for like maybe 10 minutes. So,
and you know, what did it feel like, you know, both of those medal ceremonies? Like you mentioned, you had the state record for about 10 minutes, you lose it, and then you're able to hold this state record now for well over a day at this point. What were those emotions like for you?
It was really exciting. Like triple jump ceremony was at like the very, or like the podium for that was at like the very end of the meet. So that one was like weird, but the long jump one, although I was in second, that was like really exciting. And I just wanted to like be proud of what I did in that, even though I didn't win, but.
And the unique thing that you and just about every other senior competing this weekend had to deal with was you've been, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks removed from normal school-like activities. You graduated, I believe it was June 5th or 6th, but you still had regionals and sectionals and things like that. How were you able to kind of keep your focus during the day and keep the goal at mind of going, hey, I know I don't have school, but I still have track?
Yeah, that was definitely tough. It was really weird, like, going to practice after, like, just having, like, a regular day and not being at school, but I knew that it was just like a few more weeks and it would be worth it. So.
And how happy were you that there was even a season? Obviously you were kind of cheated out of an appearance at state junior year because of the pandemic. Senior year, there's no tomorrow. How happy were you that this season even occurred?
Yeah, I was really excited. Even like the meets at the beginning of the season, they had to be like smaller than like a regular meet, just because of like just out of precaution, but it was still great because you still get marks no matter what, so it was exciting.
And as we mentioned, you're graduated, you're officially kind of you'll always be a Gibraltar alumni, and obviously all the fun titles you get from being a member of the track team. But what's next for Abby Fitzgerald?
I'll be going to Eau Claire, and I'll be on the track team there. So I'm really excited for that. I don't know what I'm majoring in, but we'll figure that out, hopefully.
Well, I think as of right now, undecided, but what is certainly decided is that state championship and that state record mark in triple jump. So at least for right now, you can major in high jump and triple jump. That sounds pretty good.
Yes, exactly.
Well, very good. Well, Abby, we thank you for joining us after winning the state title once again in triple jump. That winning mark, 39 feet, 4 1/4 inches. Also taking a close second place after having that state record, as you mentioned, for about 10 minutes, 19 feet and a half an inch, falling behind 8 inches was the winning distance there. And Abby, once again, congratulations from all of us, not just here at the New Radio Sports Network, but I'm sure I'm speaking for all Door County as well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the New Radio Sports Network.